No, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. And I mean literally all, okay? Anything you need, you call the OFC, all right? We got your back, and it'll be our pleasure to help and serve. And this is the OFC Community Updates, where we basically just let you guys know what's going on in the community. Because there's a lot going on in the community.
There's a lot.
But now, basically, before we dive into updates, I have a very special guest in the house with us today. A very, very special guest. Goes by Yo Dollar on Instagram. I said that right?
Yes, Yo Dollar.
Okay, cool. I'm trying, guys.
You're hippity hop?
Yo, I'm I'm here, you know, I'm just scrolling through my online stuff on the Facebook and the Instagram.
Okay, not the. Please,
okay.
Not the.
Okay, so.
Jesus.
So not just do we have a very young entrepreneur in the house, this is also my nephew. I'm really happy that he's here. I'm so proud of his developments as a young man. He has started a clothing line. He has, he has a vision for what he wants to do and where he's going. So with no further ado, I would like to welcome Johans to the Empower Hour.
Welcome. Hey.
Talking to Mike.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Johans.
Hey.
And yeah, so I have my own clothing brand called Moshigood.
Moshigood?
Moshigood.
Yeah, so instead of saying me, I'm good, it's Moshigood. So it's for Anglais to represent Montreal.
That's
I
it.
I like that.
English, yeah, exactly. So like Moshigood is the for Anglais term. Moshigood means not letting people or situations get to you and always rising above.
Nice.
You guys
like
hear, this is the next generation. You guys hearing this?
Good for you. How young are you? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, well, like, I'm 16, but it's good starting business at a young age.
Of course it is. Absolutely. Good for you.
I started my first business. I was like 8.
What were you selling, candy?
I was selling
like
candy.
I remember you.
Thank
told
you
me.
Very much.
See?
So no, no, that's what it is.
Yeah,
so,
I love it.
So Moshigood, and I like it because of the franglais, right? It's very Montreal, right? Like, matter of fact, I was in a government meeting 2 days ago talking franglais. Like me and the woman, like we're like, yeah,
all right.
Yo, she's like, yeah, no, franglais ça fonctionne pour nous. Like it's whatever's easier for you. Like we're both going back and forth, English and French. So it's very Montreal. So
nice.
I like your brand, and I find. As a community, obviously we should be standing behind our next generation and helping
right.
to promote them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I find the city should even be backing these kind of products and just endorsing and supporting. Because why not? You know,
yeah,
why
absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely, why not?
So tell us, so what do you have in store? What's next for your brand?
But like for now, I'll try to like focus on having my own clothing site,
nice.
Yeah, things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also one day, also to have maybe like a different logo also. Moshigood, but just wait a couple of months. Because for now, try to focus on one. Yeah, I think
okay, cool.
Nice.
Cool.
So expanding the brand and diversifying it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So for those who are listening to you and they want to follow you on Instagram, what's your Instagram handles?
Meaning like my name on Instagram?
Yes.
Or Yo Dollar. Look, I have two accounts. I have my clothing brand account and I have my regular account.
Okay, yeah. So let's plug the clothing one first and we could do the other one as well if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is it? Say it again.
Meaning it was called Moshigood.
So for them to find it on Instagram, it's Moshigood?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you spell it for those who might not get the franglais?
M-O-I.
Moi, yes, M-O-I.
Space C-H-U-I-S.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because I always wonder how to spell shui. Yeah.
Like usually you say je suis, but yeah. some French people say shui.
So they cut it off. Yeah, okay, got you. Okay.
So it's not just franglais. You've also kind of mixed in some of that Quebec.
Hold on, sir. Can you let him finish?
Sorry, got excited. Sorry. I'm catching it. I'm getting the whole
Like, and also, like, the way it started was that I remember I was like, 15 years old, I remember summertime.
Right.
And I remember that it was just lunchtime, things like that. So I remember I talked to like one of my friends, we were talking about something. But I remember how I started, because it was like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember like one of my friends, like he believed me about something.
Right.
And I was like, well, if you don't believe me, Moshigood.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And then my friend's like, ooh. Exactly. Yeah. So I was always like repeating it.
Right.
And then my whole school was saying that work because of me.
Right.
Oh, okay. Trendsetter.
And then later I was like, well, affect my having as a clothing brand, because I like clothes, I like drip and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think about maybe have my own brand called Moshi Good, and also put my family like also be a good brand for Montreal. Because half French and half English.
Right.
I love it.
He said, "I don't follow fashion. Fashion follow me."
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
That's it. And so sorry, Gina's right. I did cut you off when you were giving everybody the proper handle. So it was M O I. So for moi, and then Shri was. C-H-U-I-S
yeah.
And then good
G-O-O-D yeah.
Much good.
Like it.
Now
it.
You also mentioned that you like your drip. I have to say I do follow you on Instagram, and you have lots of drip. Is that what they say?
Is that what the kids say these days?
Do I say lots of drip? Can you say lots of drip?
Drip, you can say like too much sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say
right,
that.
Writing that
too much sauce.
And drip. Okay, cool.
We got you. Yeah.
No, I'm practicing. So no, but honestly, like I gotta give a huge shout out to your fashion sense. Like you know, like I don't know if you ever considered being a stylist. Like do you dress, do you style yourself, or do you have a stylist that helps you with your pieces?
Well, the thing I do is I like usually every like week I'll have like a new page like on Instagram, so that people can see that I'm like a real, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's what's up. You gotta keep up. I love that.
And so you put together your outfits and everything yourself? Like no one helps you and says, okay, like I think this goes with this and this? No, it's all you.
Good on you.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm young years old.
No, but honestly, Johansson, you're doing amazing things. I love this. I love it. But I don't know if it's something you've thought about in the future, though. But I might need a stylist in the future.
I want one. I don't want to think about what to wear anymore.
I know. And the way you be putting together your drip, is that it?
Stop hesitating. I can't say it like that.
You just say it.
I'm
just not sure if you could say it like that.
Drip.
No, okay, but you could say that. You put together your drip. You could say that as a sentence.
Yeah. Drip.
Anyways, no, the way you put together your outfit and your outfits and your fashion sense is amazing. So definitely, you know, you might want to look into, you know, being a either a stylist or, you know, in addition to having your own clothing line, you know, just throwing ideas out there for you that you could play with. Mm-hmm. So now, what does the future hold for Moshi Good? Like, so what's coming up next? Are you creating a channel? Are you gonna go on a?
Okay, well, the thing I do right now is I do a stock investing.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, I do stock investing.
Hey,
and also do a bitcoins.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, and that money I'm saving it for real estate.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, for real estate and for my finance is my Moshi Good brand.
Hey,
guys, what a plan!
This is the future.
I'm telling you, I'd love to hear it.
I'm proud. I have goosebumps.
Yes,
I'm excited, guys.
Very nice.
Also, like, stock investing is 18 and up. Mm-hmm. I do it through my brother's account.
Nice.
gotta let them know.
Yo, gotta let them know.
Starting early. Good.
No,
good.
And he's doing whatever he has to, you know, to be able to invest. Exactly, even if he has to do it through his siblings,
So the money I'll be getting, half the money I'll split half for stocks,
right.
Half for just for clothes.
Nice. Hey. I love it. Exactly. Guys, I love it. I'm super excited. So one more time, I want to remind everybody. So definitely follow Moshi Good on IG and Yo Dolla is your personal.
So Yodolla.
Thank you. Dolla, and that's if you want to see the drip. Is that okay, Trish? I just said it.
Yes, you said it properly. Okay, right, you didn't hesitate.
Good.
The intonation. I don't know.
Good.
Okay.
Any final words you want to leave with the people?
Nothing. That tested everything. Yeah.
Awesome. Yo, Johans, keep up the amazing work. So can we buy the Moshi Good right now? Can we buy sweaters, t-shirts? Do you have things that are available for sale yet?
Well, yeah. But at least more than 20 at least.
Oh, yeah, pieces.
I brought like 10 for now. I brought like
10.
Yay! All right.
I want to buy some pieces live right now.
Okay.
So before you leave, like, show me a couple pieces.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I'll show them to our people online. They might want to buy a couple pieces live on the spot. Mm. But people who do want to order from you, do they just do it through your Instagram, or do you have like a...
But for now, people just text me on Instagram.
Okay.
But I also went down trying to get my own, like, app, website, things like
that's
that.
That's it. Well, the website's going to be helping you with that for sure.
And this is male apparel, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you have nothing for the ladies yet.
It's a yet.
He'll make some.
No,
he'll make
I'm just saying. Okay, perfect. We have growth.
awesome. Mean, we have a lot. Like, women have a lot.
Yeah, we got a lot.
I think Mushy Good is going to be good for the fellas.
I hear that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Awesomeness. Okay, so let's keep it moving.
Oh, yeah. And also, you know, also another things. Soon I'll have my own YouTube.
Nice.
Yes.
So I have my own YouTube, so my name will be Yodala. Mm-hmm. Hey. My profile picture will be my clothing brand.
Okay. That's what's up. Keep on doing that.
So usually when the video starts, everyone has a, I think it's called like a small interview.
Of course, like a little intro.
Exact intro. So I like if the intro is by showing like Montreal City, things like that.
Nice.
And at the ending, see my nickname and my logo.
Nice.
The reason why the YouTube is going, YouTube is fun. Also, YouTube also help my brand get people also know about when they see YouTube.
Exactly.
Guys, it's vision.
I love it.
Anyways, guys, I'm again, Johannes, thank you for coming this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inspiring all of us because it's good to hear that the next generation is forward thinking, mm-hmm. planning, business minded. Mm-hmm. Mush good, man. That's what it is all day.
Good, yeah. Congratulations on the launch of your brand, Johannes.
That's
cool.
Right.
Cool. Awesome, G. All right. So on to the next
musical break.
Good.
It's about that time for Bobby Payne's second mix. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Hey, Tracy on the beat.
We've now entered another musical break with DJ Bobby Payne. We're going to take it afro.
Girl, you a diamond. Whoa! Girl, you a star. So any other man that hurt you, he done went too far. You put the time in. You played your part. So any man that lost you, didn't know. Say nobody find past you. You're such a lovely lady. Somebody nice. Did I mention that I am single? Yeah, you know you are the one. No, so whenever you need one to talk to, call me lady. You can always count on me. Yeah,
this is DJ Bobby Payne.
Girl, if you want, I can be your refuge. I'll come to your rescue, girl. I'm here to impress you. Yeah, and if you need, I can be your refuge. I'll come to your.
I know they like to go my car. know they like to go for.
Fine wine, baby, sweet when you whine. Me, I know if you leave when you whine. As long as we go there, I'm on amigo pay. Say, yeah, we go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki, 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 I go rewind. Say, now me go be the DJ, I'm on feel nice. So, say, my body know they start to the daylight. Before you long go, they shall you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say, we day tight. I'm on my love, bro, say, we lead nice. Yeah.
If you want me to ginger, give me. My coach, I beat your love. Anywhere I go, I come up with my bum, my love. Oh, they do like ball.
Everyone make a ginger, give me cocoa. My coach, I beat your love. Come, make a show you my corner. Oh, they do like ball.
I know you want me. Every day, not only when you're lonely. Yes, yes. So you think you know me, but you don't even know nothing about me. To my brown eyes, you see my little eyes coming in, switch sides. You never know the devil in a disguise. So why don't you stand up, baby? And
tell me, do you want me on top? So let me show you. I don't need to back it up. Don't wanna hold you, mama, just split you in half in my heart. I just wanna love on you, trust in you, all of your pieces the same on your part. Be to my eyes, but I can never see eyes. I can point a gun, but you know I can never lie. Come through, I can show you something you can run to. When I'm finished, you'll be feeling brand new. Will never be somebody you can run through. And I can put that in my life one time. No care, big five, slow back, catch feels, get high. If you make it bad, then you can lie. Just be so much my time. Be on it, you want it. So I can be hardest, regardless of my. It's more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion. I'll be singing out. Oh my.
I fell in love when you're slow.
So much for holding my musical vibes, man. Yeah. This is the Empower Hour.
I love how you whine it. I'm trying to get behind it. You get me excited. You know how I like it. Give me the dance now, bust it.
No time for discussions.
Back against the wall. Why you give me a rock? I'm working all week so you know you deserve it. Whine with the purpose, girl. Put your work in, yeah. And she dropped down low. Watch her pick it up slow, yeah.
Oh my, oh my.
I fell in love when you're slow wine.
No lie, no lie.
The way you're moving, your waistline.
Oh my, oh my.
I fell in love when you're slow
wine. No lie.
Slow wine, baby.
Girl,
This is Pharaoh Hamid Freeman of the OFC, and you're listening to The Empower Hour, bringing power to the people on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, that's Pharaoh.
Yeah, that was nice. That's,
I was like, you know, DJ Trishy Trishy on the ones and twos today. Okay?
I got it.
Let me just say, you know what
Big
I'm saying?
Big up yourself, queen.
I must. You know, I feel like I'm becoming a pro at this.
Yes.
But Pharaoh, you're going to be doing this next week.
I was about to say.
That was short lived.
You know, my goodness.
At least a little man come back and just ease it.
But I can't even do it.
Today is his ease day. We gave him 97 minutes to speak. On his vacation.
Okay.
I mean,
that's true.
So you're just gonna let a man come back from vacation? Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. That's what I'm saying.
The Pharaoh show?
But granted, but he wasn't here for a couple weeks, right?
Come on, so that's what I'm trying.
I like how the guests.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Let a man bounce back.
Thanks. Thank you.
Sometimes you take a break, but sometimes you gotta bounce back.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Wow. It's Kaya. Are you there?
Wow.
Kaya. Are you there?
Yeah, I am here. Hi, I'm rising, everybody.
Brett, do you hear these boys accosting me this morning?
I was just laughing. I said, you know what? This is not good to laugh. Let me stop. Hold on. What y'all doing over there?
Yo.
Accosting is some. That's a heavy.
I know.
Right there.
I had to use some heavy words because y'all was coming out heavy.
But she's sounding like we're trying to come at her, though. I was just saying politely. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, I was defending myself.
Okay.
I'm a man who was backing me up.
That's all.
That's all there was.
Anyways, wow. Kaya, it's entertainment time, my lovely. I'm going to just play you some background music, some Normani.
First of all, Kaya, I miss you.
Oh, I love that. I miss you too, King.
Okay. I wanted to get that out of the
way. I was going
to
come in. Mm-hmm. Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to come in today, but I have my goddaughter today. I'm doing godmommy duties. I was going to bring her in, but because of the location, I wasn't sure if it was okay.
Next time you can tell
her. I miss you guys, too.
Miss you, too.
But she's starting a little business soon, so that might be an opportunity to actually bring her in and let her see what I do.
I love this. Yeah. Next generation do the damn thing. I'm sorry. I have to say because I was away. Kaya, I'm following your pictures. Those pictures are too hot for the internet, Kaya. How are you putting out pictures like that on the internet? You guys.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man. Listen.
Hot.
I did a video. I did a new freestyle video recently, but
another
I ended
one?
Up taking it down. I got a little backlash about my butt cheeks being out. So I think I'm going to put the video on my OnlyFans and people could go there and watch it. So I'm actually clearing my OnlyFans today. I'm going to make the OnlyFans free, completely free. And then they can go and purchase the video if they'd like to see it.
All right, let's
do
it.
So that's what I'm doing with it. But
I love that.
Okay. So that's part of my entertainment news right now.
Hey, I like how you started with yourself. That is classic.
Yeah, Kaya is too hot for TV right now.
Yay.
But in other entertainment news, guys, I just feel like, you know what? This was, you know, how many of y'all like seafood boils?
You know what? I only tried it once, and I was all right. I liked it.
Yeah, we've done it at the house a couple of times.
Okay. I just feel like Hollywood is looking like a seafood boil right now. They're boiling. They're on fire.
Break it down for us, Queen. What is going on in Hollyweirdwood?
In real life. So the baby has a concert the other day.
Okay, talk about it.
Oh, man. I don't know what he was thinking about.
He wasn't thinking.
Oh, my gosh. So the baby goes on stage and commences to make statements like, I want everybody to turn your light on your phone on if you haven't done any sexual favors. I'm going to say it like that.
In
the car before you came inside. If you're not, dying of AIDS, you know you ain't got AIDS, put your ring light on, your light
pretty
on.
Pretty much, that's what he said, yeah.
He said a lot of inflammatory, anti-gay statements, and I'm looking at the baby right now, I'm like, you just don't want a career.
Wow.
He says these different things on stage, and his fans, obviously, who recorded later on, put some of the different clips up, and a lot of people are enraged. One of the people, namely, is Elton John. Mm-hmm. Elton John is, and no pun intended, he is blaming right now. He is so mad at the baby.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Right. He says that homophobia has no place in the music industry. Mm-hmm. And I completely agree. Like, who do you think runs this place? I don't know what the baby.
He wasn't thinking.
He wasn't thinking.
No, and when you have Elton John speaking?
The misinformation. Elton John has addressed him at this point, and he's pretty much just saying that HIV, misinformation, and homophobia have no place in the music industry. We must break down the stigma around HIV and not spread it. As musicians, it's our job to bring people together. Mm-hmm. Now, I completely agree with him. I think that it was completely uncalled for, the things that the baby said on stage. And he tried to kind of like do a little video saying like, oh, I don't understand how any of y'all out there have anything to say about it when y'all were not privy to the real the real stage show. Mm. He's saying that because people saw snippets, they determined how they felt. But I think that they showed more than enough to say, you know, where he's at or what his stance is. But I think that a lot of what he was saying does come from misinformation. Mm. So he probably should have, his people probably should have checked what he was going to say beforehand and had him maybe word it better, because he's saying that, you know, that's not what he meant. In other news along the same lines, Lil Nas X, who has been in some hot water for a while now after coming out of the closet, I guess you would call it, after one of his first albums, Town Road. Lil Nas X did Montero a couple months ago and lit the industry on fire. And right now he's dropped another video called Industry Baby with Jack Harlow. So this video, I can't lie, I don't know, maybe because they're all in pink, but he is placed in a prison.
Okay.
And everyone in the prison is wearing pink jumpsuits.
And in
a couple of the scenes, they're actually like naked with the blur on, like what Cardi B used in one of her videos. Mm-hmm. I think it was Press.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite interesting, and I think I'm going to watch it again today just because I want to catch all of the details of the visuals. But I don't know. The song is really deep, and I think I like it. And he's actually getting a lot of extra like love in the industry. There was a video that was posted the other day during the award show. He was doing a photo shoot, some photo ops, and Nelly came through and actually called him his king.
His king?
His king?
It was his king.
Oh.
Okay.
It was a little weird.
Yeah,
but, that's weird. Our faces are.
Yeah, it was a little weird. But as I looked at it, you know what? I was I'm not sure now, but I think that Lil Nas X is faking. I think that it's not genuine. I think that this is all an act. I think that it's a show. I don't think that it's real, guys.
What?
And
what makes you think that?
I predict that later on. Yeah, I don't know if I should say it. I predict that later on, he's gonna change his whole story. That's what I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna say that.
Really?
You heard it first.
Yeah, I'm feeling like the more that I see it, the more I see it, the more that I think that that's what this is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I think I want y'all to go and check out. I put it up on my feed the other day on Instagram and on Facebook, but it was the actual video of Nelly saying, "My king."
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
It's very interesting. Actually.
I don't know, but I think it's all an act. I think it's the propaganda. Now, I'm not saying that he's not gay, but the whole, like, the super, like, the super overtness, there's something about this that just doesn't. It's not. I know. I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
You never
know. Yeah, so I think that we need to keep an eye on this situation. We need to keep an eye on this situation. You know, anyways, three's a charm. Young Thug actually covers Rolling Stone's latest digital cover, and they said he is serving looks, but he has pink dreads and rhinestones, and you know what? I'm actually digging the look, though. The hair is super fly. I think this is my next color.
You said
the
young thug
for the inspiration. Young Thug. Well, we know that Thugger has been, you know, talked about in the industry about, you know, there was lots of talks about his sexuality and stuff like that. But yeah, Thugger, anyways, is the most gangster of all gangsters. So people don't really press him too much about anything that he's doing. He is pretty much free to move however he wants to move.
Oh, because he's that gangster? Okay, then.
Yeah, he's that gangster. But they talk about him in documentaries, actually. They talk about Young Thug being able to be... Actually, they say that the character Omar from The Wire was actually crafted after Young Thug's personality.
Really? Never heard that one yet. Okay.
From The Wire, though? Because The Wire
is bad. Yeah, I can actually... I'm going to send y'all some information. Yeah, but they were saying that they were kind of like the same character. But not to stand on that for too long, Tory Lanez is being held... Tory Lanez is being held to a gag order.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
There's some things going on in this industry here. This is the wicked, wicked music industry in real life. You know what?
Yes.
This young man is being just drugged through the mud right now. But something has happened recently that leads me to believe that we're going to end up finding out. And I don't know if you guys remember me saying a couple months ago when they talked about Tory Lanez supposedly or allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion, and why if he shot this girl, why is he not in jail, right?
This was last week,
Okay, so now they have put a gag order on him. Mm-hmm. They don't want him to talk about the situation because he's making songs that's telling the people what's really happening.
Mm-hmm. All right, yes.
And you know what? And the young girl, Kelsey, was making... kind of like making shots at Megan, saying like, who shot you? You don't even know who shot you. But I said that I don't think it's Tory Lanez. I feel like either it was an accident. He says that that her friend grabbed the gun and he was trying to stop her and the gun went off. So don't know, like, who shot her pretty much. But this is the thing, when we also said that she might have been grazed with a bullet. The bullet might have ricocheted off the concrete and hit her where a lot of the impact wasn't, you know, it wasn't really damaging. She can still dance. She was dancing 2 weeks later on the award show. We know this.
Right.
So they're telling Tory Lanez he can't talk. And I think that that's a little bit suspect.
Mm-hmm. Very suspect.
Yeah,
right.
Something's wrong there. Yeah.
I think that's a little bit suspect that they put a gag order on the boy. Now he has to curb what he's saying in the music. He has to curb what he says online. I just feel like something else is going on in this mix. I think that we should really keep our eyes on this. But he says the saddest thing about Twitter is that people get on here and look at what's trending and support whatever they think that people are supporting. So he said they won't take the time to fact check. And I've been saying this from the beginning, but I honestly feel like if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably because something is not right, guys.
Exactly.
So we got to stop just persecuting these people based off of what we see or what we think they may be doing, because sometimes it's not the case. And on that note, I wish that I had a voice track on for Bill Cosby. I'm going to give that a hey.
You should have told me I would have put it in there for you. You should have told me.
And they're overturning sentences, and there's different things that are happening right now that let us know. We know we're in a system where black men are readily persecuted because they're black,
right.
You know, and that's sometimes they need a scapegoat. And we know that the industry will shut you up and shut you down if they can't go along with their plans over your head and use you the way that they want to use you. So, that's my piece for today, y'all.
All right. Well, thank you, Kaya, for all of that. You always have us up on the new stuff. The things that we don't know.
No, but and Kaya's hitting
on
the head.
But you know what? I said last week I wanted to talk about this, and I was going to say that. But can we just address one last thing?
Of course you can.
Has anybody seen... Has anybody seen these pictures of Ice-T's daughter?
Ooh, no. I don't want to touch it. I'm not touching it.
I just want to say
you can tell that's his daughter. That's all I'll say.
No, if I just look just like my daddy was a person, she is it. She looks just like her daddy.
She looks just like your goddamn daddy. Remember Cedric the Entertainer?
No, just like
you just look like your goddamn daddy.
but why is there a controversy? Why is there trying to say?
Of course people think that's
what you're saying. No, she looks so much like him. It almost looks like the lady born this.
Like he birthed the baby.
And just put ponytails on it. No, it's like, yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. So this is what I wanted to talk about. See, I think that we gave Blue Ivy such a hard time.
Right.
The industry, the world gave Blue Ivy such a hard time. And the air is a whole lot different with this situation. So I just want to say that this little girl is probably going to be one of the biggest supermodels that they have out there.
Mm.
You know, I make my little industry predictions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I'm looking at the little girl's face, and I know there's a lot of people that are like, you know, saying a lot of stuff, oh, because she looks so much like her dad. But I'm going to tell you something. These looks are going to translate into something else, and this little girl is going to be one of the biggest supermodels you ever see out there.
Yeah.
And for the record, I just wanted to say, y'all see Blue Ivy out here right now with her blowout and her little clothing line. And she got a Grammy. Y'all better stop playing with Queen daughter. Y'all better stop playing, so. that's it for me, guys. Love you.
All right, love you too. Are you staying on the line?
Yeah, I'm staying on.
All right.
Sure.
So you know what time it is? It's movie review time with me. So let me go into it. All right, guys. So you know what? I didn't watch a new movie. I watched an old movie, and then after I started watching a series of these movies because I'm just like, why? So over the course of the last 2 weeks, I watched How Stella Got Her Groove Back, Cool Runnings, The Mighty Quinn, and Dirty. So do you guys know what all of these movies have in common?
Besides that you watched them, no.
The fact that the actors that are Jamaican are not actually Jamaican. Okay?
Right.
And they have these terrible accents. And you know what? I'm not sure if there was a lack of Jamaican actors back in 1998 or during that time. But you know what? I watched The Cosby Show, okay?
Right.
I watch that a lot on Amazon Prime. It's my filler for noise background. Mm-hmm. But I love the show too. Mm-hmm. And back then, those were the 80s. And they had Trinidadian actors, Guyanese actors, a Jamaican actor, and all that. So I'm trying to figure out why did in 1998 could we not find somebody to actually speak Patois in all of these movies, right? Even in Shutter, some of them are not Jamaican.
But come on now. You know that they're trying to make it for a wide audience. And you know, I'm just saying, because
it hurts the ears.
They've been doing it from time. So obviously they're trying to sell it to a little bit more than just Jamaicans, right? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but when you hear it, it sounds atrocious.
It's horrible.
See, I think back in the days, I think the issue was more that they didn't understand appropriating this is how we get a lot of white actors doing voiceovers for black characters on movies.
True, very true.
And you could very well have a black actor. But what happens is that nepotism is alive, and you'll get someone that you know that can, you know, fake a little accent instead of actually putting in some work.
Right.
That's
so
it.
I think that's more what happened back then.
Yeah. Farrell, anything?
When I think about why they're putting non-Jamaicans in position, I go more to what CJ Chad. I gave you all kind of different names. So. Chad.
Chad. Who's Chad?
Hunter.
Hunter Woodward. Who's Chad?
Because the clientele the clientele that's listening can't tell the difference. That's literally. I was trying to find a nice way of saying it. It's just the clientele listening can't tell the difference.
That's listening, but it's true. But I think it was really, it would hurt my ears.
Yeah.
It bothered me.
Well, as a West Indian, for
Tay
sure.
Tay Diggs? Yeah. Oh, Lord, jeez Louise. I said no. And you know what? I didn't get through the movie. I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't get through it.
Which one was that?
This is How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Oh, wow. My goodness gracious.
I took that in way back, but. Yeah, you know, I have to see it again to see how really bad it is.
Right.
I do remember the Mighty Quinn though.
Because that was goodness.
Robert Townsend?
Yes, yeah. That's Robert Townsend because he's in the band, you know, and stuff like that.
But he could still do better than that. I know. I think they made him do it like that.
They could not make him do it.
No, I think they made him do it like that.
Because it don't make no sense to sound. You guys know what the Mighty Quinn is? It was Robert Townsend too. He's a musician.
Yeah.
Right. And then after who else is in that movie? There's another female who's in that movie who's very popular as well. I forgot right now. But just the accents are horrific.
Harsh.
Like harsh. It hurts the ear. It burns the soul. It's
Guy from Meteor Man?
Okay, I'm
pulling it up right now.
If you guys get a chance to watch it, I mean, the movies were okay storyline-wise, but it's just like, geez Louise, could we get Jamaican actors? But lately, have there been any movies with Jamaican actors in it recently?
You know what? What was that one? Luke Cage. Do you remember?
That hurt my whole ovaries.
I think that was the worst of the worst.
It was so bad.
And you know what? The funny thing about it is, like, I watch, you know, you're watching the series, right?
Right.
And then you're watching to see how far they're just going to take it.
Exactly.
And it was so horrible that I just couldn't turn away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to watch it to the end, like a bad crash.
Yeah.
Just to see how far they're going to take it. And then I turned to online, and they were just...
They roasted it. They were roasted it.
They took it to another level.
It was no good.
At least.
And in this day and age, you're telling me you cannot get an authentic Jamaican.
Thank
you.
Who are you
trying to cater to?
Right.
Like, you're gonna learn today? You know what I'm saying?
You know what would be best?
Yeah.
You get a Jamaican, and you say, yo, just water it down a little bit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you say this, water down a little bit, right? So, because, I mean, some of the words that I was hearing, I'm just like, what Jamaican you know says that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this?
As a Jamaican yourself, that must have bothered you.
I want this. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it, to be honest, I really wish they would at least invest.
Yeah. invest in a Jamaican. Properly. You know what I'm saying?
It's so hurting to the ear.
But on kind of on the same topic, I've been watching a lot of African movies on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I love them. That there's like this whole, like, I don't know if it's a movement or if
yo, I love them Niger movies, man. They're dope. I love them. They're so dramatic.
And
some stuff it keeps you off your seat. I'm surprised you watch TV, Pete.
Yo, I was on vacation.
Okay,
sorry,
yeah.
Hold him on.
Yeah, just. Give brother a break.
Sorry. It wouldn't be a show if I didn't go at you a little bit. All right, folks, we're going to move into Coffee Conversations.
Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for Coffee Conversations.
So we're not playing a game today, guys. We're actually going to have a conversation instead, because I figured it would make sense. All right, let me turn down the road of music. All right. So, you know, I scroll through Instagram in the evening times a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, before I go to bed, it's my evening time scroll. I don't know if you guys do that. But you know what I've been seeing?
I know people who do.
Yeah, because you're always up and you're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're texting people. Yeah. Anyways.
You're right.
Hey, guys. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. It's 1:39 a.m. So what I've been seeing lately, and I'm not sure if you've seen this too, is a lot of dating rules. A lot of weird dating rules, right? And the one of them that I've seen that I would like to touch on, I'm going to touch on a few more, but I'm going to start with this one, right? So I want to know, as men and the queen and the queens on the line, what do you think about this? So one of them said, on a first date, men should invest in buying the female's outfit.
No, stop it right away.
Whoa.
Stop it right away.
So I
invest in that. Say again?
So on a first date, a man should invest in buying the female's outfit. So if we're going on a date, friend, you have to buy him a big, small t-shirt and a khaki.
So wait, is she coming naked?
No,
I don't get that.
This is a very good conversation.
Yeah, so talk to
us.
Because first of all, just the term investment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
so
right.
So now, if you're going to invest in her outfit, now what is the return that you're expecting? What is the dividend?
Well, there you go.
And then now, is it wrong if he invests in your outfit? Mm-hmm. Is it wrong for him to expect a dividend?
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Queen Kaya, how do you feel about that, honey?
Okay, so I want to put this into perspective in our minds and put our minds in the right place. Let's think back 1960s, where you had to ask the mom and dad for permission. And before you actually dated a girl, you probably knew exactly who she was, that you probably wanted to date her, and you probably wanted to marry her too.
Right.
Because that was the mindset. So what they're doing is they're trying to put us back in that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is how you date. But the truth is that a lot of women would receive a beautiful yellow dress or a beautiful red dress or a beautiful whatever color dress in a box to her house, maybe a pair of shoes, even a fascinator to go with her outfit, and it would arrive at her house with the note that I was taking you out tomorrow at this time.
Okay.
So, in this day and age, no, I don't see it happening that often, but I can tell you this, in New York City, girls right now are getting that type of treatment. So I want y'all to think about that then. Because New York City is a place where I've been, where a guy is like, you got, I want to take you out tomorrow. You got this kind of outfit because it's this kind of place. You have outfit for a derby? Come, we're going to go and get you an outfit for a derby.
I see what you're saying. I see your standpoint.
A part of me is saying, I'm glad I'm not in New York.
I just said, you know, it ain't tricking if you, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Word up.
All right.
You know what? Shout out to any guy that can, one, because I mean, I know the tastes and, you know, are kind of high.
Right.
Right about right. now. You know what I'm saying? The was it the Louis V's and the Pradas
bags.
And the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But it's like, okay, at what end does it, will it stop though? Like, I mean,
okay,
if you're,
I hear you.
if you're going to go out on a date and you, you know, I guess if you're going to fit into some high class place, so you can't be, you know, giving no Walmart, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Fashion. You know what I'm saying? They right. want a top, top. So a part of me is thinking, okay, well, what would I, like, you know, do I have that eye to, you know, or is she, does she have like a list of things that she has picked out that I know about that I can purchase? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
got
how does
you.
One even go about that? Because right. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Okay, got you.
I just find for a first date, it's a bit much.
I think for a first date, it's a lot too.
Like, I definitely appreciate Kaya's point.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is a perspective I appreciate. It's like, okay, I could see that. I could see, like, courting, like, you know, it's like you're, but. I don't know. It's a bit much
for
nowadays.
Are they important nowadays, though?
That's because guys don't think about girls that seriously anymore.
That's
this
it.
This is what's wrong with society. Girls are really not that important anymore. They're kind of like, you know, I have my homeboy, so, you know, I'm cool. Like,
there's a lot of that going on.
But you know what?
We're talking about people being able to make life partners, and sometimes the girl who you are looking at may not be equipped to dress the way you want her to go to. So sometimes when you're thinking about into the future with a certain female, because you know her, you know that she's one that you may want to keep, yeah, you might dress her up, you might send her an outfit to wear to wherever you guys are going the next night.
So would that fella have to have like a stylist per se? Because
and Pharaoh, you can't say nothing, you married already.
I know
you ain't gotta
I know
nothing. You ain't gotta say
that's, but that's not Pharaoh. That's not Pharaoh.
Yeah, I bought my wife a jogging suit the other day. I was like,
you know what,
this is dope jogging suit, put it up for her.
Kaya, that's not Pharaoh. That's my friend from Toronto talking. He's single.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The one I showed you.
You know.
Okay.
Her bestie, you know? Her best friend that I think they should be in a relationship.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
We're not talking about
there's
that.
There's great thing. Chemistry here in the studio,
yeah,
guys.
You
I'm
know
just
what?
Saying while I'm
and,
here.
And I would sing that song, special
oh, friend. You're my special
You're
friend.
You're my special friend.
I feel we're inside of an inside joke, Kaya. Sorry, you get it? I feel we're...
We're inside a meme right now because that meme been going around.
I'm inside an inside joke. I need to get out. Trying to get out of it.
Let me get to another dating rule that comes up. Okay, so another one that I found was, it was a general one. So it says, if they like you, they'll text or call you, period. People are busy, but we make time for what we want.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's okay.
I agree.
That's a big pause.
Okay.
Especially in the beginning.
Yeah,
more so in the beginning. Like, definitely. Like, in the beginning, it's like anything. It's like you want to touch base. You want to call. You want to text. After some time, you know, the relationship's been going for some time. You're busy. You're busy. Like, come on. I just spoke to you. You know, so
I know those ones.
You know, it's like,
didn't we just talk like that?
Yeah, no. So, but in the beginning, definitely. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I would have to ask, right? Like, I'm not a phone person too much. But in the beginning, I know, all right, you have to, you know, once again, invest a little time and on the phone.
All right.
But you see, if I'm busy on a day-to-day, I like to send voice notes when I have the time, and I could send a voice note for like 10 minutes. And, you know, we can go back and forth. Is that cool?
Hmm.
I like voice notes. I don't like the phone. Everybody knows I don't like phone calls at all. I've said it several times on this platform. I do not like phone calls. Oh, do not call.
So you guys would be perfect together then.
No.
You know what? Stoppy.
You know what? I feel
we got this all week. Welcome to the backup.
Welcome to the backup.
True. I'm on your side. You're right. The man likes the voice notes. And it's a coincidence you like them too. Go ahead.
You are very annoying.
Oh, man.
All right, another classic dating rule. So if they have more excuses than effort, then you need to exit.
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Kaya?
What is it again?
It says if they have more excuses than effort, then you need to exit.
Absolutely, that's definitely a red flag.
Right.
All right. So, I agree with that too. I'm with you guys 100%.
That should apply to life in general. Like in business, if your business partner, your employee, or your mate is coming up with your excuses, can them.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is more geared towards women with children or men dating women with children. Your boyfriend is not a replacement for your child's father. Some of y'all need to hear that. If your child has a loving father and you are keeping their child from them, one day that child is going to figure you out.
100%.
Yep.
I find that's really sad when mothers do that, actually.
Yeah. Last one. She glows different when you're respecting her and not embarrassing her. But I think that's universal. He and she glow different when you're respecting them and not embarrassing them.
But why would you want to be in a relationship where your mate is embarrassing you anyway?
Some people are sadists.
Exactly.
Some people are sadists.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Some people actually just stay because, he'll change or she'll change, or you know what I mean? Or it was just that one time, or you know what I'm saying? Like chances. A lot of people do this thing where they like to give a lot of chances. Well, so
you know me, because I'm a jokester, but I would like to ask, what type of embarrassment? You know what I mean? Because a man like me, you know, when I hear a music, I be popping off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's always beatboxing. You know what I'm
saying? And then if she be embarrassed by like, oh man, this guy's dancing on the street side, then obviously we weren't meant to be, because a brother like me, kicking off. ASAP, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. I guess these are conversations to have
then.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a level of embarrassment. Like, I've been embarrassed before in public where someone was drunk and they were running off their mouth. You know what I'm saying? About me to people around me.
Ouch.
So that's what I'm saying. So that kind of embarrassment is not cool. It's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not with that person anymore. But I'm just saying, like, what type of embarrassment? Anything that makes your partner feel uncomfortable if they've already told you about it and you keep on doing it. Then clearly, you know what I mean? That's a choice at that point. You're making a choice to make that.
A lot of restaurant type vibes there.
Yeah.
You guys watch Grown-ish? People.
I'm sorry?
You watch Grown-ish?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
Okay, yeah.
So why do you say that?
Yeah, because there's an episode on Grown-ish just like that. Okay. Really good.
Yeah. Some people under the influence.
I do watch TV.
Okay.
I watch Black-ish and I watch Grown-ish. Shout out to my children. They make me watch it, though.
Okay, last one. Emotional maturity is everything.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
But it comes with... Like it comes with maturity. It comes with time. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's hard to judge a person on emotional maturity when they're young. Like,
look at the young gentleman that came in. I mean, he seems to be quite mature. Like, yes, I mean,
in business, how is he with girls?
I hear you.
Like,
100%.
Being in a relationship is completely different.
Do you think that you can meet someone halfway, or is that like something that you're like, if you're not emotionally mature right now, sorry, can't work. Kaya and Craig, basically.
I mean, you know what? I kind of feel like I know I'm mature to a certain, you know.
Yeah.
And I do have my, you know.
Right.
But
what? You know what just happened there?
We talk, so we know.
Telepathically,
what,
guys, this is radio.
Yeah.
You guys are telepathically communicating. Yeah. I'm here. Okay, sorry, but guys.
I'm just saying, though, like, if I'm, like, chatting with somebody, you know, we definitely go in halfway, and then you build from there, right?
Right.
As long as the person communicates well and you understand them, I don't see any problem with the building of communication and that maturity as you grow.
All right.
You know?
Kaya, how you feel about emotional maturity and meeting someone there?
Okay, so it kind of depends when I meet a person because it also, I know that part of their emotional state has to do, like, or their security with what we're doing has to do with how I treat them, how I present them in front of people, So, because I've had some very secure people mm-hmm. come into my life, some very secure men come into my life, and kind of they end up kind of broken because I'm a person who's so social, and okay. If we haven't solidified who we are, mm-hmm. I may introduce him as a friend, or this is right. such and such by his name, and that may cause a little bit of fragility, and a person who was once acting very secure Got is you. Now acting like a little wayward. So I kind of take responsibility for part of that too, because I do know how to, you know, we got to know how to make our the person in our life feels secure.
So absolutely.
I think that I'm willing to work with a person, especially if I realize that, you know, I have something to do with that.
In fact, no, Kai just said it. You have to meet halfway if you want to build anything.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so too. All right. So that was this episode, like, version of Coffee Conversations. We're going to do more little talks like that.
Mm-hmm. This is Ms. Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
All right, folks, so we're going to wrap it up soon because we got 5 minutes left. How are you guys feeling about today's show?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is good.
It was awesome. I want to play my excerpt. Save it for next week.
Yeah,
because then I could talk more about it next week.
Exactly. You could talk more about it next week. So, visitor, how was your time on the Empower Hour?
You know what? This is my first experience doing anything like this. So,
yeah.
When I first came in, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, man, all these folks. I'm like, yeah, let me just chill a little bit. You know what I mean? But as time went on, you know, you get comfortable and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And plus, like, my thing is like when I'm chatting with friends, family, and whatnot. Like, I know I don't like to cut people off, so I always like to wait until like there's a good moment where I can, all right, let me just jump in right here. Mm-hmm. So you know, it was a good experience.
Yeah, I'm happy you
know,
you
and I enjoyed what happened. And you know what, I have my shirt here. You know what,
all
and,
kind of
and big up to your nephew, because like that's huge, man. And I like seeing his like how he's so strong in what mm-hmm. he believes.
Yes.
And you know, and just watching, because I was sitting across from him, and it was just, I like seeing that, because you don't see that a lot nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's always on something else, and I like how he's so young, but he's like
in there, he's
confident,
super confident. So you know what, this was really good. I enjoyed this a lot.
I didn't know it was your first time. It's awesome, man. We broke your radio ice.
Kaya, how did you enjoy today's show, love?
Oh man, I'm so happy. I was happy to just be listening in the beginning, and after coming in, I feel blessed and highly favored. I feel like I'm actually sitting with you guys, that I've actually like touched and experienced that today. The vibe was so good, and I appreciate you guys. You guys are amazing, amazing people.
You too, Queen. Where can we find you if we won't?
Strong, firm, bottom, all one word on Instagram. Hit me, y'all. And check out my OnlyFans.
Hey, what's the name of my OnlyFans?
For the new video. My OnlyFans is Big Kitty at OnlyFans. Check me out.
All right, P, plug anything that you want in the last 3 minutes, my dear.
OFCCommunity.com. Mm-hmm. OFCCommunity.com. And OFCCommunity.com. You go on there for pretty much everything. Get in contact with us. And right now, we're just encouraging the community just to come together. Join the network. Think of us first for everything that you need. Literally, we're going through a lot in the community. And if you're an entrepreneur, you need help just bringing your business from A to B, holler. If you have an idea and you want to bring it to life, holler. If you're a parent, you're trying to figure out how to homeschool your children coming up because you're like, yo, the school system's out of whack, holler.
Yeah.
You name it, looking for work, holler. We're just here, and we're glad to be at the service of the community.
And for myself, I am All Things Miss Trish on Instagram, and you can find me on YouTube as well. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Miss Trish TV. Kings and queens, this was the episode of Empower Hour today on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, once again, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored, and thank you for listening.
My hair is kinky. My nose is white, my skin is technicolor. I won't apologize. You peep my aura. You love the glow.
All right, baby.
yet?
You touch my shine, just know it ain't my style.
It peace, y'all. Yeah, my love. Peace.
Blacker than licorice. Harder utter another brother with penmanship. Smooth as butter, my lady lover is cinnamon. From the gutter, my baby mother, my venison. What that mean, my dear, light your dinner, singing Bambi. Can we get a bit of color on the man we hail as the greatest nutter ever tread the land or sea? Because it'll make our vision a little more brandy. Also, don't know why cocoa skin folk drip don't get promo in places with more bucks than added to combo. But if you don't know,
it ain't my style.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.